Raise your hand if you've had a flight that was delayed or canceled, your bag didn't arrive, and you're still fighting to be made whole. All right, looks like all of you. Well, now the Biden administration has issued new rules requiring airlines to act quickly in those cases. Let's talk details with Seth Kaplan, here and now transportation analyst. He's on Skype. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Scott.
Let's talk delays and cancellations. In what situations do airlines now have to give refunds to grumpy travelers?
Well, that's part of it. They've defined this, the idea of what is a significantly delayed flight. There needs to be more wiggle room. Now, we know it's a flight that's delayed by 3 hours or more if it's a domestic flight, 6 hours or more if it's an international flight. And there are all kinds of other issues that we can get into when the airline might also owe you money, but that's kind of the most classic one, isn't it? A canceled or a significantly delayed flight. And now, yes, they would have to refund you. Mm-hmm. And cash or back to your credit card, the way you paid, not a voucher, unless you agree.
They can't say, we're not going to give you money. We're going to give you airline credit. They can't do that anymore.
Have you ever had that situation, Scott, where you know, things went really wrong and they gave you a voucher and you thought, the last thing I want to do is have to come back to this airline again? Right?
Yeah.
It's not what usually happens, but right. Now they can still negotiate with customers. They can still offer you something different, maybe offer you even more in the form of a voucher, alternative transportation. But sort of the default, the baseline, if you don't agree to any of that, now they have to do this and they have to do it automatically.
Oh, so I, the traveler, should just keep in mind that I'm entitled to get my money back. Under these new regulations. Okay. Exactly. Seth, what about bags? Like if mine doesn't arrive at the carousel and then after the fact, if it's not delivered to my hotel or my house, am I also entitled to a refund on my checked bag fee?
The bag fee. And that's what's really changed here. The regulations about what happens if your bag just kind of never turns up, those haven't changed specifically because of this. But we're talking, right, if you say, you know, I didn't just pay you for the bag to get there eventually. I paid for the bag to get there when I get there. So yes, if they haven't delivered it to you now within 12 hours of a domestic flight arriving or a little more than that, depending on the length of an international flight, then they would have to automatically refund that checked bag fee. It might've been $35, something like that, maybe more. They would have to refund that. And again, not a voucher. Cash or back to your credit card.
What's the price for now? What's the price for eventually getting my bag? Seth, let me ask you about transparency. You know, a lot of us have shopped for a ticket, say $300. And then with all the extra fees, right, the seat assignment fee, the bag fee, the cancellation fee, and now I'm north of $400 or something. Is that going to change?
Not because of this. DOT, when they announced these rules, talked about some of the other things they've done over the past decade. So one thing that did change, but not very recently, was it used to be that airlines could advertise one price, but then there was absolutely no way to fly at that price. There were mandatory fees and whatnot. So what did change several years ago is that, you know, if they say there's a $39 flight, it has to be possible to travel for $39. That doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to include a seat assignment or checked bags or any of that, but it has to at least be possible to travel at that price. That is something that changed in past years.
Yeah. All right. Could it become a happier experience? Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan will monitor and let us know. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
It's here and now.